Here's a thought I'll title, The Intangibles. You know, as technology has improved over the last, 20 years or maybe 25 years or so, it's become possible to produce replicas of fine art photography originals that are visually indistinguishable from those originals. We did that for years with the Lensworks Special Editions collection that reproduced master photographs in gelatin silver, and they were visually indistinguishable from the originals. You could tell by using a loop that there was a clear difference, but to the naked eye, to the framed print hanging on the wall, there was literally no difference. I've been saying for years now that that exists in commercial offset printing, too. That the ink densities and the fineness of reproduction, the presence of those tiny droplets of ink in a commercially offset printed book or poster, are so convincing that they make the commercially printed reproduction visually indistinguishable from the fine art original. So, what are the differences? Why would an original print be worth so much more if it provides exactly the same visual enjoyment or exactly the same visual appearance? Well, it's the intangibles. It's the fact that Edward Weston physically developed that gelatin silver print that makes it so valuable over the reproduction of the same image. I may not see any difference between the two, but I know there's a difference between the two. That's the intangibles. I can think of no better example to illustrate this than those images that are sold in Yosemite as the Ansel Adams Special Editions collection that are printed so beautifully by Alan Ross. They are visually indistinguishable from an Ansel Adams original. That's the purpose of them existing, is that they are visually the same. But they aren't the same when it comes to the collector. They aren't the same when it comes to having a price attached to them. The reproductions produced by Alan Ross are reasonably affordable reproductions, whereas the originals are affordable only to the elite collectors because they're worth so much because of the intangibles. But here's the real reason I want to mention this, is because all of this you probably already know. But here's the problem. The intangibles have nothing to do with the artwork itself. They have to do with how we think about the artwork. The fact that Ansel Adams signed the back of a print makes it really different than one where he signed the front and you can see it when it's matted and framed and hanging on the wall. There's no difference between the two. In both cases, they're printed by Ansel Adams. But one has a perception that makes it more valuable. And that perception is culturally driven. Matter of fact, I'd go so far as to say that all the intangibles are culturally derived. And they exist because we all agree that they exist. So it's sort of like money, I guess, in the sense that a dollar bill is exchangeable for a dollar's worth of stuff because we all agree that that piece of paper has value. But if people don't agree that it has value, then you can't exchange it for the dollar's worth of stuff. It's a social contract. It's a social agreement that the intangibles are real, even though there's no physical evidence that they should be. And the problem with that, of course, is that the minute that social agreement, that social contract in the value of things changes, then the intangibles can evaporate. There are many examples in the world of photography of someone who was producing prints in their lifetime that were considered extremely valuable because the intangibles were so present. But 30 or 50 years after that photographer had died, the intangibles evaporate, and the print is not worth very much at all. Or it can happen just the opposite, that during their lifetime, their work isn't considered valuable at all, but later, some intangibles become applied to the work, and suddenly it has all kinds of value that it didn't have during the photographer's lifetime. Perhaps, Eugene Atje or Vivian Meyer exemplify this. As a working photographer, here's the one thing I do know, that I'm not in control of the intangibles that so often drive the market. I might think that I can puff up my resume and get some awards and blue ribbons and things that make the intangibles come to life. But ultimately, those intangibles will evaporate the minute there's no agreement in them, which is one of the reasons why I've tended in my career to emphasize content, content, content as the means of establishing value for a photograph rather than marketing, 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 which has to do with building up those intangibles so people will believe and agree that a photograph is worth more than the paper it's printed on. The intangibles are real, but they're only real as long as everybody agrees that they're real. And the minute that agreement evaporates, what you're left with is just a photograph.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.